With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Somebody just texting, hearing Hacksaw give his whoo brings back a lot of good childhood memories. Back to the wrestling was the tease. Thanks, Johnny. I feel like I'm 10 again. This is awesome. I think my stepbrother's mom dated Hacksaw in high school. Oh, my.
I always enjoy Kansas City.
Yeah, we call that dating, speed dating. That was a two-hour hotel date.
Actually, my daughter just moved here to Kansas City.
Nice,
works for a Cerner Corporation.
Is right by where you're going to be tomorrow night?
Right, yeah, we flew in last night, brought my wife. We went down, had dinner downtown.
And, fantastic.
Worked in a little family time, too. It's nice.
That's great, man. We'll welcome her to Kansas City. That's great.
Yeah, she enjoys a beautiful city. Really had a nice time here.
So tomorrow night, Community America Ballpark, 7 o'clock, Hacksaw, Ace Steel, Tommy Dreamer's going to be there. Mm-hmm. Who else is going to be there?
Lucy Mendez. Yeah. It's going to be a women's match. Lucy Mendez, Darcy Dixon. We got Red Wing, Kevin Lee Davidson. But the main attractions, of course, are going to be the tag match. That Hacksaw is going to be in a tag team match with a guy named Rory Fox, who's from Iowa, who's a very good wrestler, taking on Craig Kieseman and Kiyoshi Shizuka. Who there might be a little bit of nationalistic
USA, USA,
and then of course another main event is going to be False Count Anywhere inside Community America Ballpark, which is going to be Tommy Dreamer, the ECW Innovator of Violence, taking on Ace Steel. So I'm looking forward to that.
It's going to end up outside of the ring. Isn't it? Anything can happen.
Of course, Tommy Dreamer's nuts, so he's going to go anywhere. He's going to have some tables, some trash cans. I'm going to get the mascot involved. We're going to get a lot of things going on.
Fantastic.
Out there. Yeah, it's going to be great.
You know, another thing, back.
It's important to have your own entrance music. Dupree.
What's up?
What are you doing, Hacksaw Jim Duggan? Jesse James Dupree.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing, buddy?
That's why I had to call in here. I mean, my old buddy, how you doing, man?
Very good, brother. We were just talking about up in Buffalo where I had my 2x4 out there on stage. I thought I was doing great, and all of a sudden, boom, you cut my 2x4 in half.
But I'm probably the only one. I'm probably the only one that's ever done that to you and got away with it.
I got a call from Jesse the next day. He was like, "You know who was with us last night?" And I got a picture of you and Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Yeah. And there isn't it great to be able to go back to that childhood, Jesse? Because it's just what you grew up with, these heroes, man.
Absolutely. I was going to call you tomorrow and wish you a happy birthday. But now that you got Hacksaw, because I've been trying to stress about what the hell I can get you for your birthday, but. What better than a Hacksaw Jim Duggan 2 before?
That's exactly right.
I need to buy one of those 2x4s from you for Johnny's birthday.
You got cut it bright and perfectly in two, so we got two of them.
Right. Wrestling was a huge impact on Jesse's life when he still refers to making love as taking a ride on Space Mountain.
The thing is, you know, when I grew up, you know, here in Atlanta with Ted Turner had. You know, he embraced wrestling, you know, way, way early back, whenever cable television was just popping, you know. And so I grew up on it, honest, and we used to go down to the Atlanta Municipal Auditorium and watch, you know, whenever I played like the Little League baseball and the midget football and all that stuff. And, you know, we'd get tickets and all of us would go down and watch the wrestling matches and stuff. But yeah, I learned so much about connecting with the audience and the crowd because I'm telling you, man, it's the most engaging form of entertainment and plus to the guys, you know, out there just beating themselves to death. I mean, you take anybody want to question wrestling one way, they get up in that ring and let Hacksaw throw you around for about 5 minutes and you'll find out.
Yeah, how real it is, yeah. And we've had great wrestler moments over the years, you and I. Goldberg would come up to Sturgis, and that crazy son of a bitch. Jesus Christ, man. So you've seen him put his chaps on backwards and fall over his motorcycle. or worse, if you drink an entire quart of whiskey on stage and he's laying on top of you in the dressing room. Hey, Jess?
Yeah, you know, again, we used to play Charlie Magruder's here in Atlanta back before Jackal ever had, you know, our first record deal or anything. We played Magruder's, and all, you know, all the wrestlers would come in, you know, Ric Flair and all the guys, you know, they'd come piling in and just, again, you talk about what, whenever those guys have a few drinks, when all those wrestling guys would notoriously just tear a place to hell and back once they got, but it would be all in fun. But then there'd always be some wise ass, you know, that was sitting in there looking at him for a while, have him too many drinks, and he'd always want to go try to size one of them up or something. And it's like, oh boy, here we go. A lot of stories about that.
But dude, there's one night, Goldberg, Jesse drinks literally a quart of whiskey on stage, or more, maybe a quart and a half. And as he sang the last note, I heard him under his breath go, "I'm done." And he went, never got his hands down, face first. And this is in front of 20,000 bikers,
right?
Poof, on the stage. And Goldberg lumbers out there, and he literally picked him up like a sack of potatoes and threw him over his shoulder. He was completely limp and walks him back to the old throttle. And I think the worst part of that night was him laying on top of you talking about football.
Sounds like a Space Mountain story.
To finish that story, though, you know, Goldberg finally got his chaps on, even though his chaps on backwards, he finally got them on and drove off, and everybody disappeared, and I was laying in there like dead.
Yeah.
I wake up the next morning, and Johnny had been sitting in there all night long making sure I didn't die. I literally go out and choke out or something, because I mean, I was just, and then the band had left me there.
Yeah.
The band flew on to California from Sturgis and just left me there. Oh. So Johnny gets me there for, I think it was like $1,000 plane ticket that I had to get to go to Sacramento or somewhere. God, it was a miserable
and so sick, and he had to do a photo shoot for the album for Relentless.
Sounds like a lot of fun, actually.
It's a never-ending story. Never-ending, man. Look, brother.
So you're attacking Kansas City, and you're just out making the runs?
Tomorrow night, Saturday, I've got a huge one. It's the first time at Community America Ballpark, where you played with Motorhead, that same ballpark.
Okay, great.
And so they got a huge wrestling event out there, and it's going to be a monster tomorrow night. It's going to be a lot of fun, man.
Well, there you go. Don't miss that. People, get out there and check it out. It's always a lot of fun and great entertainment. So, look, it's good to hear your voice. Johnny, happy birthday, you old son of a bitch.
I love you, man. I'll call you later.
Love you, too, man.
Take care, brother. Take care, man.
Yeah, he's one of the real ones.
Yeah.
And it's fun. You can always tell the people who love wrestling, because it's in his show as well. Sure. When you watch that audience crowd interaction, and that's missing from so many great rock and roll bands, because it is.
And in wrestling nowadays, there's a lot of that's missing too.
Wrestling was always about the crowd, always. Yeah. Their reaction when you walk in, who they're rooting for, that's how you fill seats, that's how you sell merch, that's how good guys, bad guys, these are basic storylines. That guy screwed that guy over. It's a double cross. He's the good guy. He's the bad guy.
It's not rocket science. It's wrestling, brother. You know.
Yeah. But isn't that what we love? I mean, we love that.
Yeah, and all over the world too. And that's why tomorrow night there'll be so many folks out there to the folks that haven't ever been to wrestling. I said, come on down with an open mind. 99% of the time, you're going to leave saying, "Hey, this was a great night out."
Of course.
You know,
the same people that don't like fireworks. Yeah, you know what I mean. The same people in your neighborhood like want to ban fire. Like, you don't like fireworks, you probably don't like wrestling. You probably don't like beer. You may not like boobies. It's just no fun for you. Life's gone out of it. If you can't go to a wrestling match and laugh and have a good time and be somewhat amazed at the physical nature of it, because I assure you, seeing somebody get body slammed in person is completely different than watching it on television.
Yeah, and you get, of course, shows like this, you get a lot closer to the ring. We're also going to have a meet and greet, which is an opportunity for the folks to come get pictures, ask questions, you know, get some autographs, sign some action figures. That's the old joke. People say, "Hacksaw, I got your doll." I said, "They're not dolls. They're action figures."
Oh! Look how chuffed he is. Isn't this the best dream ever?
I told him I had Demolition in a couple months ago, and then Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Well, actually, you teamed together at an event back in the day.
SummerSlam, a big SummerSlam.
You had some face paint, red, white, blue.
That's my latest action figure. Just came out last month as my face painted from that SummerSlam show.
What was the biggest show you ever put on?
Well, I was part of that WrestleMania 3 at 93,000 people at the Pontiac Silverdome.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's with Jesse Ventura was at that one, right?
Hogan slammed Andre. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. Yeah. As a kid, you nobody thought he could get him up and over.
Oh, right.
That was the big moment, man.
Of course, before I had my eyes fixed, I came back from the ring, and all the guys were like, how's the crowd out there? How's the crowd? I said, well, the first three rows are full. That's all I can see.
Yeah, the guys that walk out of the dressing room, they had these like scooter things made that looked like rings that drove them across.
Because it was such a long entrance.
Yeah, that means the whole state, the big, just the whole stadium.
They had most of the wrestlers would have blown up if they had to walk all that way.
Sure. Who do you think the toughest old school guy was?
Well, Haku is Ming, is known as probably the toughest guy in our business. He's from the island of Tonga.
One of my best friends when I lived in L.A. was a guy we called Tonga John. They're like Samoans, only tougher.
Tonga and the Polynesian folks are a tough bunch of folks. But Tonga, one of the best-hearted guys, but well-known as a really tough guy in a snake pit of tough guys. But, of course, and then there's Andre the Giant, which is a whole different story.
And the newer one, guys, and not new anymore, but like the breed, like Undertaker. I think amazing.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, if there's any giant in wrestling, they're like, Duggan, get your 2x4. Come here.
Yeah, right.
After wrestling, Andre, Big Show, Kali, Duggan, get your 2x4. Come on.
Was there ever a day when the guy just knew he was gonna F you? Like he wasn't gonna pull when he should have pulled. He was gonna hit you hard. Was there a certain guy you were like, God damn, not this one again?
Well, you hear the folks. I saw you throw a punch and you missed a guy by 3 inches. I said, yeah, but you see, when I hit him by 3 inches, it goes both ways. But no, sometimes on the smaller shows, it's when the kid comes up. You know, he's 6'5", 300 pounds, 25 years old. He's like, Mister Duggan, are we on TV? Oh my God.
That's gonna hurt.
It's a big crowd out there. I'm like, where's my 2x4?
Right? What about punching a buddy on accident? Like it just got away from you, and you're like, oh, I'm so sorry, pal.
Well, in our business, it's called getting a potato, and if you get a potato, you give a receipt.
Yeah. It's so much, man. People are just so excited about this whole idea, man. I remember back in 85, 86, I met Hacksaw at Hempstead County Watermelon Festival. He picked me up, took me back to meet the rest of the wrestlers and eat watermelon. How funny is that? I mean, people, like, there's a ton of these calls coming in saying they just met you here or there, and every one of them said what a nice guy and how kind you've always been to the fans.
Well, I've always enjoyed the fans, you know, and you got to be respectful of the wrestling fans. You know, we could run a wrestling show on Super Bowl Sunday. We're going to have our fans. They're loyal fans.
Yeah.
And that's why there'll be so many folks there tomorrow night, because, you know, the big shows don't come around very often. In a show like this, you got a lot of top stars right there, and it's a great opportunity to come out and see the guys.
Community American Ballpark, T-Bones, is where it's going to be. I'm going to roll out tomorrow night.
Great. Well, the meet and greet start. The gates open at 5. Meet and greet starts at 5. So that's when we're going to have we'll have 2x4s to sign, posters for him to sign. You can take your picture with Hacksaw and Tommy Dreamer. All the other wrestlers will be there as well. It's going to be great.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
And it will be.
Congratulations. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Because I know he's been putting these shows on a long time now in Turner. So just jump to Community American Ballpark. It's a big deal.
It'll be interesting, man. I hope it works out well. You know, as a promoter, you never
know
what's
going to
happen.
Is she looking at you just like, what?
His
wife's a judge.
Yes.
Yeah, I know, right?
I bet she's going, what the hell?
Yeah, she's like,
who's the breadwinner there? The judge or the wrestling promoter?
I know. I'm like, man, what an understanding girl, though. Or else she's like,
she knew this when she got me. Okay, I was at WWF before she was involved in my life. So,
how long did you work with? That's right, because you did work.
Yeah, I started there in '97, left in '03. So, which was the second golden age, like the Attitude Era.
Sure.
See, but I was telling Jim on the way here, when a promoter like myself brings in some guys, like guys from that Attitude Era are still draw pretty well, but it's the guys from the 80s, like 85 to 92 right there. Those are the guys that everyone knows. So it's awesome to bring in a guy like this.
Well, that's what, I mean, Hulk. I mean, just that entire 80s. It was an unbelievable
Jake,
time.
Macho, you know, Ultimate Warrior, Hacksaw, Demolition. You know, there's a lot of those guys that everyone knows them. You know, not everybody knows somebody from 98, but everybody knows somebody from 88.
Of course, like you were saying earlier, though, there wasn't a whole lot of channels back then. You almost almost were forced to watch wrestling.
Well, yeah, but I mean, wasn't that great? Because that made when something was big, it was really big.
It's funny. I was just saying, I was over in Dundee, Scotland, a little small town in Scotland. I get out of the cab. One guy goes, "Hacksaw Duggan." I'm like,
how great is that?
Yeah, it's amazing that people just remember that era, and it's glad to be part of it, that's for sure.
Listen, dude, I'm happy for you. Again, thanks, I really am, man. This is going to be a great event tomorrow night. And by the way, I think the weather's going to hold up. Yeah, they said today and tonight it's going to blaster, and then it's going to be super spotty the rest of the weekend, but the majority of everything's today.
So, but Johnny, you meet guys all the time, celebrities that come in here. Yeah. This dude, one of the most genuine guys you'll
ever
meet.
No, you can see.
But when you meet them, like these guys, your childhood heroes, like you're always so worried they're going to be a huge jerk.
It's so awful. Right? If they're a jerk, it's only happened a couple times over the years to me.
Leave Scott Hall out of this.
he's one of them, yes.
Really? So have you ever been disappointed? Like when you came up and there was some guy you really looked up to and you're like, oh, that guy's a dick.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, you know, people get a perception of what somebody's like on television, sure. You know, or a movie star or something. You meet him, like, geez, nothing like
you're a miserable SOB,
Right. Mickey Rourke. I had trouble with Mickey Rourke, of all people.
I think a lot of people had trouble with Mickey, especially as cosmetic surgeon.
Yeah, we had at WrestleMania, he was at WrestleMania show when we had a little argument in the hallway, you know, and I told him, I said, stand up when you're talking to me. He goes, I am.
He and Lenny Dykstra are getting ready to go at it.
I saw that.
Yeah, so
no kidding.
Yeah, Dykstra was telling a story. He just wrote a tell-all book, and so he, I guess they stayed up 2 or 3 days doing a bunch of coke, and Dykstra said he realized he was wearing his scarf. He was wearing Mickey Rourke's scarf, carrying his little tiny dog, and he goes, I got to go to rehab. So it's a funny story. Mickey says it never happened, and now they're both like, they're going to go after it. So
there'd be a battle of titans.
Yeah, I know. As long as Spelling Bee doesn't break out, I think everything's okay.
Yeah, Rourke looks really weird now. He looked different in The Wrestler, but if you see him in those pictures now, he's his hair's weird. His fat. He looks 100. He looks strange.
No, he looks like that Versace broad.
Yeah, he really does.
It's not a Donatella.
He's on Mob Wives. Yes.
Yeah, it's not a good look, man. He looks like a half melted Barbie doll. Yeah, it's you know what? It can't all be pretty like Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Just naturally.
Off the bat, I wasn't going to be handsome Jimmy Duggan, so I had to come up with something else.
Listen, it's been great to have you, my friend.
Thank you. Great, nice to be here, and happy birthday, brother.
Thank you, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.